Support comes from Code Ninjas in Louisville, Colorado, where kids learn to code by building their own video games. Details on camps as well as evening and weekend drop-in hours can be found at codeninjas.com/co-Louisville.
Support comes from the Newman Center for the Performing Arts, celebrating Bossa Nova on a delightful evening in Rio de Janeiro, featuring five Brazilian master musicians and American tenor saxophonist Harry Allen on Thursday, September 15th. Tickets and information can be found at newmantix.com or by calling 303-871-7720.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome in KGNU's Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm Ron Nadell, your host tonight, with a playlist that highlights a forgotten baritone from the last century, Apollo Granforte, with a stentorian voice and technique from an older generation, as you can hear in his performance as Iago in Verdi's Otello. We'll also hear music of Puccini, Gounod, Rossini, and more. You won't forget his voice if you join me now in the Opera Box.
Vedo che il giusto è un istrion beffardo, che nel viso e nel cuore è tutto in lui bugiardo, lacrima, bacio, sguardo, sagorrepito ed amore.
The malevolent Iago believes in a cruel god. That's from a 1978 recording of Verdi's Otello with the great Apollo Granforte, and Carlos Abano conducted the Orchestra of La Scala Opera. It's 5 minutes after the hour. You're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadel. Tonight, I have a playlist highlighting the Italian baritone Apollo Granforte. Granforte was born in Legnano, Italy, and he lived from 1886 to 1975. He was a foundling, left on the steps of the Legnano Hospice, and named by the nuns Apollinare Granforte, due to his size and his strong wailing voice. At the height of his career in the 20s and 30s, he was one of the top baritones, along with Tita Ruffo and Mariano Stabile and Giuseppe De Luca. All of them were described as having the voice like a lion. Granforte was quickly adopted and was made a cobbler's apprentice at the age of 9. He enjoyed singing and was part of the small town amateur theater. At 16, in 1902, he sang in a production of Lucia Lammermoor as a tenor with the local choral group, traveling the countryside and performing in town squares. A reviewer praised his volcanic voice, but said he had all the finesse of a thunderstorm. Well, with little success after a few auditions, he focused on being a cobbler. He married his sweetheart in 1905 and moved to Argentina to work with his brother. But he continued to sing at a local tavern frequented by Italian immigrants. There, he gained the notice of the wealthy music lover Pietro Balmaggia. He convinced Granforte to undertake formal training at Balmaggia's expense. Well, in 1913, he made his professional stage debut as Germont in Verdi's La Traviata in Rosario, Argentina, and he was immediately vaulted into the limelight. Here he is as Germont in a later complete recording of the opera. Germont, the father of Alfredo, visits Alfredo's courtesan lover, Violetta, asking her to break off with Alfredo for the sake of his family's reputation.
Corre vincere.
Germont asking Violetta to end her affair with his son for the sake of his family's reputation. That's from Act Two of Verdi's La Traviata, with Apollo Granforte as Germont and Anna Rocha as Violetta. It's part of my program highlighting the great baritone Apollo Granforte. With that success as Germont, requests flooded in from all over South America. In 1 month, Granforte appeared in no less than 9 new roles, 4 of them lead roles. Although tenors usually are the leads, many supporting roles are showstoppers, and one of those important roles of Granforte's breakout year was the town clown, Tonio, from Leoncavallo's I Pagliacci, the Clowns. Tonio's famous aria takes place during the prologue. He comes out on the stage in front of the curtain in full costume. He wants the audience to keep in mind that clowns are real people with feelings too, and their lives are as important as the plays they perform.
Thank you.
Paolo Granforte as the clown Tonio, begging the audience to remember that clowns are real people with real feelings, with Carlos Abano conducting the orchestra of La Scala Opera. Well, one of the lead baritone roles that became a signature for Granforte was Figaro in Rossini's Barber of Seville. Granforte performed the famous role with such zeal and relish, it was infectious. And you get a clear idea of that from a 1932 television broadcast of Largo al Factotum.
Sono il fantasma della città.
Fargo al Factotum. That's Apollo Granforte as the town busybody Figaro from Rossini's Barber of Seville.
This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Inland Ocean Coalition, dedicated to fostering land-to-sea stewardship in Colorado. Presenting the Masquerade Mermaid Ball on Thursday, September 8th at the Riverside, located at 1724 Broadway in downtown Boulder. More information can be found at inlandoceancoalition.org.
Well, Granforte's forceful vocal production is in large part a result of a technique referred to as lowered larynx, keeping the voice box low in the neck by consciously using certain muscles which otherwise work when we yawn. Many people believe that the old masters were better than modern singers as a result of that. But some singers feel it's an unnatural sound and work to keep their larynx more in the middle. Of course, a lot of baritone roles in opera are villains, and Granforte's stentorian vocal production really completed the image of an evil character. I've got two examples that really show his forceful expressiveness. The first is the Count de Luna in Verdi's Il Trovatore, the troubadour. Count de Luna is in love with Leonora, but she loves Manrico. In Act Two, de Luna plans to abduct her. And while he waits for her, he sings of her beauty. His words are tender at first, but then his passions take over. The second is the evil villain Scarpia, the corrupt governor of Rome from Puccini's Tosca. He plans to capture the two dissidents, Cesare Angelotti and Mario Cavaradossi, by pressuring Cavaradossi's lover, Tosca, and forcing her to give in to his lust. Two great evil villains, the voice of Apollo Granforte.
Per pesta sguardo la tempesta
Sbirri una carrozza, presto seguila dovunque vada, non visto provvedi.
Va bene, il convegno.
Palazzo Farnese. Tuo cor s'annida scarpia. Oh,
Scarpia gives vent to his lust for Tosca while the chorus in the church sings the Te Deum in the background from Puccini's Tosca. And before that, the evil Count de Luna planning to abduct the beautiful Leonora with his henchmen from Verdi's Il Trovatore, with Apollo Granforte and Carlo Sabagno conducted the orchestra and the chorus of the La Scala opera. Well, some critics pointed out a certain sameness in Granforte's forceful dynamics, but I think that's more a reflection of the characters than of his dynamic choices. Listen to his more nuanced dynamic range in two supporting roles, first as Valentin, Margarita's brother, in Gounod's Faust. Valentin is leaving for war, and he prays to heaven to look after his sister while he's gone. And from Wagner's Tannhäuser, Granforte as Tannhäuser's friend Wolfram von Eschenbach. Tannhäuser's soul is in jeopardy, and Wolfram prays for him to the evening star. Both sung here in Italian.
Thank you. voglia di partir a piazza rendote. La splendidù bello astro incantatore e sono ispandi il dolce tuo chiarore, tu squarci il velo avvolgere mi spar ed è
Paolo Granforte as Wolfram von Eschenbach, and earlier we heard him as Valentin in Gounod's Faust. Another aspect of his expressive musicianship is when he sang as part of an ensemble. Here he is, for example, in La Bohème as Marcello in the duet with Rudolfo in Act 4. The two artists, poet and painter, are trying to work, but they can't stop thinking of their lovers. Listen as Granforte and the tenor Joseph Hislop adjust to each other.
In un coupé, on parlait de livrée, mi salut sorridendo. Ta, nous êtes maledici, et le soir. Non bande, oh non lo sento, grazie da l'uso che ho copre.
C'ha gusto da ver, c'ha gusto da ver.
La iola va, ti rodi e ridi.
Non batte bene. Io provvidi
Musetta
mi di
la città, oh guarda,
era in carrozza vestita come una regina.
Evviva ne son contento,
il bugiardo si strugge d'amor.
Lavoriam,
lavoriam.
Penna infame.
Che infame pennello!
Okay, one last example of his contrasting expressiveness comes from another of his signature roles, Rigoletto, the deformed jester in Verdi's melodrama. We begin where Rigoletto is alone, angry at himself for losing his temper. He's always the butt of someone's joke, and people don't know that he has a gentler side.
Maledivami.
padrone mio, e giovine, giocondo, di potente, bello, donne chiando mi dice, e fa chi rida buffone, pare farmi d'aggio e farlo. Titani sternitori, e quanta in morder mio gioia, e sei il cuotone, e per ecco non passerà il toro.
But soon his daughter Gilda enters, asking why he's so upset. And he warns her to be wary of the lecherous Duke, keep the doors locked, and stay away from him.
Oh,
All in all, despite having a late start on his career, Apollo Grandforte had a broad repertoire of nearly 80 roles, including many in Wagner. He retired from the stage in 1943 after more than 1,800 performances. He became a voice coach in Prague and Milan, and he was a regular judge at vocal competitions. He owned a farm, and he was also a businessman, inventing a kind of swivel lamp that he and a partner manufactured. And that is pretty much all the time we have tonight to survey the career of the great Italian baritone, Apollo Grandforte. This is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you all for keeping me company here in the Opera Box at KGNU. Please stay tuned for A Classic Monday with Gary McBride.
Stream KGNU from your mobile device or computer. Connect and listen to any of our online streams with our mobile player from your phone, tablet, or computer. KGNU.org offers high-quality streaming for listeners on the go. News.KGNU.org holds endless current event stories. AfterFM.com provides a 24/7 all-music stream online, coupled with archives of studio sessions, interviews, and features. Want a hands-free listening experience? Just tell your smart speaker to play KGNU Radio.
The KGNU Board of Directors reminds listeners that all our board meetings are open to the public. The KGNU Board of Directors meets at 6 p.m. on the second Monday of every month. We also have a Community Advisory Board that meets twice a year. All meeting dates, times, and locations are posted in advance on our website, kgnu.org. You can also get more information on KGNU board meetings by calling 303-449-4885 during business hours or by sending an email to board@kgnu.org.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, A Classic Monday.
Support comes from Rebecca's Herbal Apothecary and Supply, connecting our community with botanical medicine products for those seeking to reclaim their health and our collective environment. More information can be found at rebeccasherbs.com.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music by Tura Rangstrom, Leos Janacek, Jan Novak, and Tolga Kashif. His symphonic melange based on hit melodies from the rock band Queen. To begin, an elegy for piano and string orchestra by the Russian composer of Ukrainian origin who lives in Brooklyn, Alla Pavlova. She composed it back in 1998.